We are grateful to President Trump and Administrator Zeldin for this RVO proposal, which embraces the RFS as an economic engine for American agriculture. If finalized, these RVOs would unlock investments, create jobs, and support growth in rural America by expanding our country's renewable fuel production and use. By setting conventional biofuel blending volumes at 15 billion gallons for each of the next 2 years, this proposal will create the kind of certainty that spurs innovation and truly unleashes American energy dominance. This is the strongest RFS proposal that we've seen, with the highest volumes ever, showing this administration's commitment to American biofuel producers and the farmers that depend on them. EPA deserves recognition for starting this conversation on such robust terms. But how the agency decides to handle small refinery exemptions, or SREs, will ultimately determine how much rural America benefits from this proposal. Our industry strongly supports EPA's continuation of its previous policy to appropriately account for any SREs that might be granted in 2026 and 2027. But we remain vigilant and concerned about the nearly 200 SREs still pending from past compliance years.